If you've ever lost anything while traveling through Britain, chances are that it passed through the hands of Mr. Chiltenny. We are now in his shop to find out more about his unique business.
Oh, thank you for coming. And just one little thing. My surname is pronounced Chiltenny, and it's spelled C-H-E-L-T-A-N-Y. So, welcome to my shop. The idea to sell forgotten things actually came from British Railways in 2004. 2 years later, in 2006, I opened this shop here and I called it simply Lost Property Sale. Today, nearly two-thirds of the items in my shop come from British Railways. Last year, for example, 156,800 forgotten items were collected at British Railway stations alone, and 25,600 of these things went to my shop, after spending some time in lost and found departments, of course. You see, in Britain, lost and found departments don't keep the lost objects long. Travellers only have 15 weeks to ask for their lost objects and get them back. You'd think that people at railway stations mostly forget glasses and mobile phones, but that's not true. It's umbrellas. We get about 20 of them every day. Coats and jackets appear among the lost objects quite often too. However, the most expensive lost things like laptops and iPads are found at airports. It's strange that some people don't go to the lost and found departments to collect these items. The most expensive object ever found is a watch, which was worth £26,000. When I started the shop, I thought that some things would be difficult to sell. But surprisingly, for example, used clothes and mobile phones sell very well. However, it's books that are the most often sold out of all the items for customers. I think it's great when forgotten things find new owners, and it's also a good form of recycling. So now, have a look around.